open the subcommittee on revenue. Open a work session on House Bill 2389. This is the manufactured housing issue. Colleagues, before we start getting into the bill, I will say that we're moving this bill to give it some time, because if we don't move it, I think the clock will just run out on it. It is not in, and it's still not in, any of our budget worksheets. So the fiscal that you're going to hear about has not been accounted for in any of our fiscal worksheets for a balanced budget. And so, but by moving it, at least it gives some life to the proponents that they can get it onto the fiscal worksheets that we have and account for the loss of revenue that's projected in this. Mary, is there anything else
certainly,
you want to?
Certainly. This bill will create a state personal income tax credit for mobile homeowners who are involuntarily moved from an in-state mobile home park due to termination of the owner's rental agreement from the closure of the park. It requires that the fair market value of the home be less than $110,000 or less to qualify for a tax credit, and the adjusted income must be less than $60,000 a year in which the mobile home is involuntarily moved. It stipulates that personal income tax, in order to qualify, must be the lesser of $10,000 per owner or the cost of the owners moving the mobile home park to another location. I should add here too that would be the cost less the amount that the owner might be reimbursed, because under current law there is some provision for reimbursement under certain conditions, which are described in the background, but it wouldn't happen very often if we go through the background material. It allows for the personal income credit to be taken over 3 years, or an additional 2 years may be granted. If you cannot take that full credit in a three-year period, you may have two additional years to take it. It creates also a refundable personal income tax credit that may be claimed in the same year of the involuntary move by the mobile homeowners with gross income that does not exceed 200% of the federal poverty guideline. It exempts from personal income the corporate excise taxes, the capital gains tax on a sale of a manufactured dwelling to one of the following: a tenant association, a facility purchase association, or association supported by a nonprofit organization. It directs the Housing and Community Services Department to encourage manufactured home park dwelling parks, restricts a jurisdiction from prohibiting the placement of a manufactured dwelling in a park solely on the basis of its age if the dwelling is being relocated by reason of closure of the mobile home or manufactured dwelling park. I would like to say this bill is an expansion of a previous statute that sunsetted in 2001, because under current law, if a mobile park is closed, a mobile park owner, landlord, can give notice a year in advance. If it gives notice in less time, in 180 days or less, in writing, it must help the mobile home owner move up to a cost of the lesser of $3,500 or the tenant's cost of moving. So there's possible, offset there. Under previous law, the sunset in 2006, owners of mobile homes could claim a credit against their taxes to the lesser of $1,500 or relocation costs, whichever is less, net of reimbursement from their landlords. So this bill proposes to increase the amount of the possible exemption. It also adds to what didn't exist before, which is the refund for people who earn less than 200% of the federal poverty level. They would get 100% of that refund or tax credit in the first year of the move. So that's a new provision, and plus the amount of the tax credit has been increased. So the numbers also would increase because of that. In the past, when we have had this legislation enacted, the revenue impacts were less than $50,000 per biennium, and we're assuming it's going to be roughly $0.25 million during the FY05-07 biennium, and a little bit higher in the 07-09 biennium.
So, and I just reiterate, that .25 million is not in either the House or Senate budget at this point, and so we're going to move forward, or if the committee would like to, we will move forward with the bill, knowing that we have to, at some point during today, it would have to get accounted for within the budget, or this action would just be more symbolic. But this gives it the chance to be not one of the 40 or 50 tax credits that are absolutely not going to happen. This one at least could, but if we move it this afternoon.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
I think it's needed and something that we should try to find the money to support. I would like to move the process along by moving the Dash 16 amendments to House Bill 2389.
Senator Starr has moved the Dash 16 amendments to House Bill 2389. Discussion. Any objection? So, Senator Starr.
Move the Dash 18 amendments to House Bill 2389.
Senator Starr has moved the Dash B18 amendments to House Bill 2389. Any discussion? Any objections to that motion? Senator Starr.
Move House Bill 2389 as amended to this.
Senator Starr will move, has moved House Bill.
Senate floor? No,
to the Senate floor.
Yeah. Okay, move House Bill 2389 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2389 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Any objections to that motion? So ordered. Senator Starr will carry the bill. And I think we are adjourned, and I think this should be it.
But if not, we'll same place, same different time.
Same place, different time. Very good.